Welcome to the Parsha Pick Me Up, a podcast that offers just one brief insight into the weekly Torah portion. Do we need to earn our place in this world? We find ourselves here, and no one asked us whether or not we were interested. Yet, once we are here, God makes demands of us. Our Parsha contains the beginning of a meditation on this problem. Both this week and last, we have read of minachot, flower offerings, brought in the temple. After the priest takes a small portion of the flower offering and kindles it on the altar, he takes the rest and bakes it and eats it with his brethren. Chelkam natatiota meishai. It is their portion. I have given it to them for my fire, says God. However, the sages teach in the Tosefta, the gift of the leftover flower offering is not a gift without strings attached. So they teach in the Tosefta Demai. Quote, when the priests act in accordance with the will of the Omnipresent, what is said about them? It is their portion. I have given it to them from my fire. They take what is theirs, and they are not taking from me. End quote. So far, the sages quote from our Torah portion. They continue, however, and when they do not perform the will of the Omnipresent, what is said about them? Here, the sages quote the prophet Malachi. If only one of you would close the doors, and you would not kindle on my altar without reason. I have no desire of you, says God of hosts. I will not accept a flower offering from your hands. End quote. It is very easy, when we think of the portions given to the priests in the temple, to see them as gifts, given freely. However, the sages teach this is not really the case. God gives the priests their special portions in exchange for their moral excellence. When they do his will, he says chelkam, that this is something that belongs to them. And when they do not, then they take without permission. This teaching, when we consider it, removes us from our complacency. We must, like the priests of old, think of how we earn our place, what we offer to God and the world, so that we can rightfully take and enjoy all of the many gifts that we receive. In a certain sense, this can be a burdensome responsibility. On the other hand, this is an idea that lifts us up. It lifts all that we do. We are in constant dialogue with the Creator, partnering with Him, exchanging with Him. He gives us life, freedom of choice, and so many goods. We, in exchange, give to Him and the world our moral excellence and great character, loving kindness, and acts of justice. Thank you for joining me for another episode of the Parsha Pick Me Up. Please share this episode with a friend or leave a review if you enjoyed it. If you have questions or comments, write to me at rabbi@ush.org. Please come, daven, learn, and join us in shul. We'd love to see you.